Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Kama. We are on Daf Vav on the very top line with the two dots. We are learning today Li'ili Nishmas Simeon Plashvili Shimon Ben Mordechai. Olden Shabbos we learn 47 Aliyah from our learning, and we continue to learn for the safety of Klal Yisrael, for the success and safety of all of Achayalim, Kochos Abitachon. It should be the Yezus Hashem successful. We should see more of the Pidyon Shvuyim. We should see the return of all of the Shvuyim. All of those in need of a foolish Shlema should have a foolish Shlema, and Klal Yisrael should be safe. Okay, we begin by quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah had stated, "Hatzad Shavish Abehen Shadarkin Lahazik Ushmirasan Olecha." Now, what exactly is this coming to teach us? Rashi points out in the Rashi Dibra Maso Tzad Shavish Abehen. He says, "The Mashma, the Mishnah is trying to tell us, Avkol, everything that's like this Shadarku Lahazik that has a tendency to go and damage." And you're responsible for it, Shmiraso Olecha. So what exactly is included in these additional statements? The Mishnah doesn't give general rules. The Mishnah comes to give specific additional statements. So what is included, La Suye Mai, in this Tzad HaShavish Abehen? So the Gemara is going to give four answers over here. Each one is not mutually contradictory. They all are compatible with each other. Just four different possible things that are coming to be included with Lasuye Mai. So the first one is Abaye. Abaye tells us it's coming to include Lasuye, Abno, his Evan, his stone, or Sakino, his knife, or Maso, his package, She Nichon Birosh Gago, Vinoflu Biruach Mitsuya Viziku, that was up on top of a rooftop, and a wind came and blew it down, and it caused damage. So the Gemara says, exactly what is the scenario over here? What were the details over here of the stone, the knife, or the package falling off the roof and damaging somebody? If you're telling me, that as the wind blew it down, it landed on somebody, it broke something, it damaged somebody or something right away. So then how is that any different than Eish? Hainu Eish, why would I need the extra words of the Mishnah to teach me that? Because this is exactly like Eish, because Maishno Eish, just like Eish, is the Koach Acher Ma'urav Bo. Eish has the wind in it. The fire itself only burns where it is. The wind blows the fire and causes it to go and damage additional things. And the fire is considered your responsibility. It's your financial responsibility. It's your fire. And you have, therefore, the obligation to go and watch it. So, too, this stone or knife or package that was blown off by the wind, so it's your responsibility. The Haninami, these things, Koach Acher Ma'urav Bahen, they also have the wind blowing them off the rooftop, Umamoncha, and they're yours to be responsible for. Shmirasu Olech, and you therefore have to watch them. So this would already be included. I wouldn't need the extra words outside of Shavu Bahen to come and teach us this. So maybe it's not talking about that it damaged it directly, but it caused the wind, caused the Evan Sakinu Maso to blow down, and now they're in the Rishus Rabim, the Elabos or Denaichi, they've landed and they're resting there, and now somebody trips on them. So if that's the situation, Idaf Karinu, if you made it Hefker, okay, well, my stone just flew off, my knife just flew off, my package just flew off, they're Hefker, they're not mine anymore. In that situation, we already learned, Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Shmuel. There was a machlok between Rav and Shmuel, if you were in Mafkir. But both Rav and Shmuel agreed that if you were Mafkir, the item, in the Rishus Rabim, so then, Hainu Bar, this is the same din as Bar, and you would be obligated for it as you are the din of Bar. So I wouldn't need Lasu, the Hatzad HaShavashem, Lasu Yamai, I wouldn't need it to include this, because it's already included. Maishno bar, just like bar, shekain tchilas asiyosu l'nezek. It's start when you make a bar in the Rishus Rabim, so that's a damaging agent from minute one. Lamocha, it's your property, and therefore you're obligated shirasa l'lecha to go and take care of it. So too, these items over here that were blown off the roof, the avino sakinu maso that you were mafkir, they're still yours and your responsibility, and therefore you are in fact obligated if anybody gets damaged, just like bar. These things are all from minute one potential damagers. They're yours, and you have to watch it. So can't be talking about a case where you mafkir it. You're going to tell me Ella de lo afkirinu, so that would work out fine according to Rav. This could be needed to be included according to Rav. However, the Shmuel, according to Shmuel's opinion, the Omer, even in this situation where you aren't mafkirit, Kulam miboro lamadu. It still has the same din as bar, even though you weren't mafkrid. It still has the same din of bar. So then, hainu bar. So why would I need Hatzad HaShavav Shem to come and include this? So Abaye therefore concludes, and he says, in fact, the Olam, the Afkirinu, we're actually talking about we're of Mafkirin, even though Rabbi Shmuel say this would be bar, here, Velo Domelo bar, it's not considered like bar. Why is that? Because Malibar, Shekain Ein Koach Achem Rubo, a bar has no other force, so to say, involved in it. It is a hole in the ground. That's it. It doesn't need wind. It doesn't need anything else. So it doesn't have any other factor involved in it. Ein koach achem urbo. Nothing else is mixed in with it. However, here, the wind blew this abno sekinu maso onto the floor of the Rishus Rabbim. So Tomer Bahani Shekoch Achim Uruben, I wouldn't automatically know this from Bar. And therefore, the Tzad HaShavabahem comes to teach us this din of Abno Sakinu Maso that were blown off the rooftop and landed in the Rishus Rabbim, that you're chayav for them as well, because it's the Tzad HaShavabahem. And here it is, the two possibilities. You can't say it's the strictness of this one. You can't say it's the strictness of that one, because each of them is counter commanded by the other one. So therefore, the Tzad HaShavashim is going to be the fact that they're damagers and you're responsible for them. And I'll show you, Eish Tochiach, the fact that fire Yechayah for is different than this, and yet Yechayah for it. So, Mala Eish, Shekein Darku Leilich Lahazik, the normal way of a fire is that it goes and moves and it continues to damage, as opposed to these items are stationary and they don't continue to move and damage. Likewise, Bar Tochiach, Bar is something that is not moving. Yet, it has the ability that no other koach is more than it, and yet it's still chayiv. So, it can't be the fact that it's moving, because the items that we're talking about, Adnos, Akino, Maso, that were blown off the rooftop, don't have the capacity to move on their own. And it can't be the fact that they have no koach acher moving them like bar, because they do have a koach acher moving them. Therefore, the only reason that the chayiv is because the tzad hashavabahem is that in fact, they are both darko lahazik ushmiraso alecha. And therefore, this is the bias teretz number one as to what they come to include, hatzad hashavashabhan. Teretz number one, perfectly fine. Rava says, and notices, it doesn't say Amar Rava because he doesn't disagree with the previous one. It says, Rava Amar, I give you another thing that can be included. I don't disagree with your bias, but here's another one. Rava Amar, that the tzad hashavashabhan is coming to include lasuye bor hamizgalgel biragli adam uragli behema. Now, bor here doesn't mean literally a pit. It means something that you can trip on. So this bor is something that is in the Rishus Rabbim, but it moved. It was pushed. It was misgalgel. It rolled because people pushed it with their feet, or the feet of an animal moved it. So it moved from point A to point B. Now, what exactly are the circumstances here that Rava should say that this is what you need the tzad hashavah for to go and include them? Hechidami. Idaf Karinu, again, similar idea as to what we just said with Abaye. If you're going to tell me that the item that was misgalgal baragli odom ragli behema was made hefker by its original owner, whatever this item was, so again, bein l'rab, bein l'shmul, hainu bar. So how is this any different than bar? Maishno bar, why is it any different than bar? Shekein t'chilat sasiyos v'nezik. This item in the Rishus Rabbim is no different than bar, which when as soon as it's dug is a hazard. So this item in the Rishus Rabbim, as soon as it's put there, is a hazard. U'shmiraso alecha, and you have an obligation, it's your property to go and take care of it, to watch it. So just like that's the din by bar, haninami, these items over here, as soon as they're put there in the Rishus Rabbim, tchilas asiyosu l'nezek, they're there to potentially cause damage, and they're yours, ushmiras and lecha, and you have to therefore watch it. So therefore, that can't be it, because this would be bar. Elo, the lo'av karinu, we must be talking about a situation that the person wasn't mafki this item. So again, according to Rav, now we would understand why you need this, because according to Rav, you need this, it's not bar. But according to Shmuel, l'shmuel, the amar kulam, this says the same thing as bar, even if you're not mafgrid, so then hainu bar. So then, according to Shmuel, why do we need the words hatzad hashavah shebehen? So Shmuel answers, according to Rava, the olam diafkirinu velo domi labar. No, we are talking about a case where it's mafgrid, but nevertheless, it doesn't have the same thing as bar. Why is that? Because ma lebar shekein maisov garmulo. The bar, it's digging. That's what caused the problem over here. It is a problem because it is dug here in the Rishus Rabbim. So you're telling me, Tomer Bahani, Shane Mice of Garmelo, these items, they're the item that was put there in the first place, it then got moved, the Ragli Adam, the Ragli Behema, moved it to someplace else. So therefore, it's not the same as Bar. Therefore, you need Tzad HaShavashem, Shor Yochiach. And the fact that you're liable for Shor, so Mal Shor Shekein Darko Leilich Lasik, Shor has a tendency to move, as opposed to Bar that does not. So they have a Bar Tochiach. It can't be the tendency to move that is critically important. And likewise, Bar, its original Maisav is the action that caused the damage. As opposed to here, it's not the original Maisav, it's the Mizgalgal, Ragli Adam, and Ragli Behema. So therefore, neither of those two, the bar or the shark, can be the critical factor. And again, V'chaz V'din, Lo Rizeh, Krizeh, Lo Rizeh, Krizeh, Hatzadah, Shavah, Shebehen. Therefore, the common denominator is that they are both Darko Lahazik and Ushmi Raso Alecha. That's the Tzad HaShav Sheben, and therefore it's Lasuye, this situation. This is Teretz number two, Rava's Teretz. Again, we now have the third Teretz, and again, it doesn't say Omar Rabba Adava Rabba. It says Rabba Adava Rabba Omar, because he's not disagreeing with the previous one. He's just bringing down an additional statement. So Teretz number three is coming up now. Lasuye, according to Rabba Adava Rabba, he needed Tzad HaShav Sheben to teach us Hard the tiny that which learned in the following brisa, call elu sha'amru poskin bibosein the garvin marosein. This is a brisa that tells us that the chachamim allowed people to go and pour certain types of fluids into the Rishus HaRabim, certain types of waste into the Rishus HaRabim during certain times of the year, because they had to dispose of them. They didn't have indoor plumbing, they didn't have underground plumbing, so they would basically toss all of their waste products. Their bibosein is their water drains. And Gorfin Morosein is basically their waste, solid waste, and they would put them into Rishus HaRabim. Now, in the summertime when it would be foul and smelly, and it would be a tremendous takala for the Rishus HaRabim, they have the right to go pour it out there. However, in the winter months, in the rainy season, when it would get washed away, and it would be such a tremendous discomfort for the rabbim, so b'mosei yashamim yeshlam mishus, they have the right to go and open up their water pipes and open up their solid waste drainage and go and put it out into the rishus rabbim. However, even though they had rishus to do so, afa pishav rishus im hiziku chayav mshalim, while they had permission to do so, they still held responsibility for it. And therefore, if somebody was damaged by the water or the waste that they put into rishus rabbim in the rainy season, they would be chayav for that person to go and pay any damages that they caused. Now, according to Rav Adda Bar Rava, this is why we need Atzad HaShav Behem. Because what are we talking about? Hechidami. If we're dealing over here, Ibahadei Dika Ozli Maski, if as you poured it out there, as you dumped the waste out there, you directly caused the damage on the person. You poured the damage, you poured the water or the waste onto, let's say, a keli, and it destroyed the keli. So then, kochahu, this is no different than if a person goes and breaks something himself. This is your direct force, and therefore, you would be chayiv. This is koach adam, which you're chayiv for. So obviously, that can't be what it's talking about. Ella, what must it be that you poured the water out there, you dumped the waste out there, and it rested? Ella, basa denayach, it's now resting over there. So if that's the case, hechidami, what are we talking about? Itaf karinu, if you made this hefker, so then again, this is Rav and Shmuel. How is this any different than bar? So, therefore, I don't need the Tzad HaShav Hashem to tell me that you chayv. Because my Shnor bar, just like bar, the Tchilas HaSiyosu LeNezek, its original making is a damaging agent. It's your responsibility, it's your finances, it's your property, and you have to watch it. So too over here, these liquid or solid waste that you're pouring into the Rishus HaRabim, so haninami tchilas asiyos al nezek, they're automatically from minute one potential damages. It's your responsibility, your mamoncha, ushim rasa lecha, you have to go and watch your property. So therefore, beidim l'rab benishmul, you wouldn't need a tzad HaShav Hashem to teach us this din. Ella, again, Ella, the low afkarinu, we're dealing over here where he doesn't mafkarin. So again, Rav, okay, now we understand why Rav would need the Tzad HaShav of him. But according to Shmuel, the Shmuel, the Yama Kula mi bar lamanu, according to Shmuel, even if you weren't mafkarin, it's still a din of bar, so then hainu bar. So why would I need a Tzad HaShav of him according to Shmuel? So we have over here the Teretz from Rav Adda Bar Rava, and he says, Liolum dafkarinu, we are talking about where he's mafkarin. But it's different. Both Rav and Shmuel would say this is different than bar. Why is that? Because Malib bar shekain shelobi rishus. When you go and dug a pit there, you had no permission to dig a pit in the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, that's why you're chayiv. As opposed to, however, Tomar Bahane, with these water, solid, or liquid waste that you're pouring out there, you had permission to do so. Chacham said during the rainy season, you have the right to put it out there, albeit you'll be chayiv if somebody gets damaged. So, can you compare it to bar, which you didn't have rishus to do? Tomar Bahani did rishus. These water and solid waste that you're pouring into Rishus HaRabim, you in the winter rainy season have the right to do so. So therefore, that can't be what it's talking about. And therefore, you need the Tzad HaShav of him to teach us. This is returned to Vav Amud Beis. And again, the argument is Shor Yochiach. From the din of Shor, which a person has the right to bring his animal into the Rishus HaRabim. So this is like you have the right to go and pour your waste, your solid or your liquid waste into Rishus HaRabim. You have a right to bring your ox into Rishus HaRabim. But if it goes there, even though it had permission, you're chayiv. But you see, ma, according to Shor, is yochiach, but bor, you don't have the right to do that. So ma l'shor shekein darko leil l'hazik, and Shor is different, has the potential to move, as opposed to the bar, which doesn't have the potential to move. So these items over here, they don't have the potential to move. So therefore, it can't be either the fact that you have the right to put your animal there or the fact that it moves. Neither of those is the critical thing. Ella hatzara shav b'shemem. Ella is going to be the chazer din lo rizeh, and therefore hatzara shav b'shemem is that they're both something that potentially can damage, and it's your responsibility to watch it. So that's teretz number three, Ravada Barabba. And finally, we don't say Amar Ravina. Again, Ravina, Amar, teretz number four, not mutually exclusive, is a fourth reason why you might need the Tzad HaShava to come and teach us Lasuye, the following, Hadatnan, that which we learned in the Mishnah in Bava Metzia. I never mentioned this, but there is an opinion that says the Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra, the first gate, the middle gate, and the last gate, is really all one Masechta, known as Masechtas Nezikin. And it was split up into 10, 10, and 10 Prakim because it's just too big to be one Masechta. We have a similar idea, Masechtas Kalim, at the start of Taros, which is also 30 Prakim. And originally it might have been broken up into 10, 10, and 10, but it ultimately was just left as Masechtas Kalim with 30 Prakim. In any event, in Bava Metzia, we have the Mishnah that says, HaKosel V'Oila. If you had a wall or a tree that were rickety somewhat, and then ultimately fell into the Shusha Rabbim, Shinoflu, Shusha Rabbim, Hezekiel, and they caused damage in the Shusha Rabbim, so you are going to be obligated only under certain situations to pay. So, Patumi L'Shalem, you are exempt under certain situations from paying. So, if this was something that was unexpected, and it was healthy, a good tree, or it was a strong wall, and it fell because, let's say, it was a ruach she'enu mitzui, a hurricane came. So then, any damage that came from that, because you didn't have time to go and clean it up, you would be patur l'shalim. However, if it fell, and then the government said, okay, you have 30 days to go and get rid of your potential damaging agent there, or if, let's say, it was a bad wall, it was a dangerous tree, and the government said, you have 30 days to go chop this tree down or get rid of this wall because it's going to cause damage. So they gave you a certain amount of time to go and get rid of this potential damager. And but it fell down within that 30-day period of time, you still would be potter because you were not yet doing something incorrect. However, it was beyond that 30-day period of time or whatever period of time it was, they made up the 30 days, if you didn't chop down this rickety tree or bad wall, so then if it was after the time you were given to go and remove this damager, and then it caused damage, you would be chayv. Now, what exactly is this case according to Ravina? Hechidami. Ida afkra. If the guy said, okay, I no longer own the tree, I no longer own the wall, I'm making it hefker. So then, again, bein l'rab, bein l'shmul, I no bar. So this is no different than the case of bar. And just like maishna bar, just like bar that has eiko matzu, it's certainly something that commonly causes damage. It's your responsibility to take care of your bar. So therefore, you're chayiv if somebody gets hurt in it. So haninami. So too, this tree or wall that is rickety. So it was your responsibility to go and take care of it. As eiko matzu, it's certainly something that easily could cause damage. And you had the responsibility to go chop it down, knock down this wall, and you didn't do so. So this would be no different than bar. I wouldn't need a tzad hashava to tell me that you're chayiv. You can tell me either lo afkarinu. So again, Rav would have, okay, now we understand why Rav needs to start a Shabbat. But Shmuel says that we learn this all out from Bar, so it's the same din, I know Bar. So why would I need a Tzad HaShabbat, according to Ravina, according to Shmuel? So again, we give a similar teretz, the Olam Daf Karina. We are talking about a case where he was mafkir, this rickety tree, or this rickety wall. The Olam Daf Karina, aye. But it's still not similar to bar. Why is that? Below domi labor. Because ma labor shekain tchilas asiyos lenezek. The minute you start making the bar in shusha rabim, that's it. It's a damager. It's going to cause trouble. So that's different than this wall of this tree, which when they originally put up, the wall was a nice sturdy wall. The tree was a healthy young tree. So tamar bahani shekain tchilas asiyos lenezek. They weren't originally going to cause damage. It's only over time that the wall eroded. The tree got old and it got rickety. So therefore, in these situations, it's not the same as bar. And again, shor yochiach, we'll have the need for the tzad hashava because shor is different over here than bar. Shor yochiach, because ma'ala shor shekein darko le'elech la'azik. A shor has a tendency to move, as opposed to this tree or wall doesn't have a tendency to move. So that can't be the important factor. And bar tochiach, therefore, bar, which doesn't have a tendency to move, That can't be the critical factor. And likewise, bar, which is tchilaso lahasik, is different over here than this tree or this wall, which is not tchilaso lahasik. So the chazar adin, lo rizeh, krizeh, lo rizeh, krizeh, neither one of them, that factor can be the critical thing. Ella, that tzada shava behem is the critical thing. And that is teretz number four from Ravina. And all four of these terutzim, as I said, are perfectly good reasons as to why the Mishnah taught us that tzada shava behem is that they are darko lahasik, and therefore you're obligated in them. Then the Mishnah said, Kishahizik, and when this item does damage, so Chov Hamazik, the one who is responsible for this, is obligated to pay. That's a little bit of a funny Lashon, Chov Hamazik. The Gemara says, why didn't it say the Lashon of Chov Hamazik? Why didn't it say Chayav Hamazik, Miboyle? The more normal Hebrew language usage would have been to say that the Mazik, the one who did the damage, the one who owns this item that did the damage, he's Chayav to pay. Why did it say Chov Hamazik? So I'm Reviewed on a Rav. So Reviewed on a Rav tells us that this Mishnah was authored by a Yerushalmi. Hai Tana Yerushalmi Hu. And the nature of the Yerushalmi Tanoim, the Tani Lishna Kalila. They use a very clear, crisp type of language. And those that learn the Yerushalmi know that that's the typical way the Yerushalmi has much more an abridged format, and the words are shorter and choppier than the Babli. That's why Yerushalmi, one of the reasons why Yerushalmi is a little bit harder to learn, especially people that are familiar with the Babli. So Yerushalmi is a much more truncated and a cursor type of language. So the Tana of this Mishnah was a Yerushalmi, and he used the Lashon Chav instead of Chayv. Okay. Then we quote the Mishnah that said, L'shalem tashlumei nezek, that you have to go and pay with Meitav, the best property that you have, Meitav Sodeu, Meitav Karamu Yishalim. That's based upon the Pasuk in Mishpatim, and you have to pay from your idias, from the best. Now, whose best is it? Is it the best of the Nizak, or is it the best of the Mazik? We'll see what that means in a second. Let's learn the Braisa. Tanu Rabban. Pasuk Mishpatim tells us, V'shilachas biro bi'erbis de'acher, Meitav Sodeu, u Meitav Karamu Yishalim. You have to pay from the best field, from the best vineyards. That's how you have to pay. Now, what does this mean? So it means, according to Rabbi Yishmael, Meitav Sodehu Shel Nizak, Umeitav Karmel Shel Nizak, the one who was damaged, you look at his best properties. And if you're not paying him cash, you have to pay in accord with his best properties. So he has idiot's properties, very good properties, so you have to pay him, if you're paying him with karka, with idiot's properties like his. Shel Nizak, you look at the Nizak's properties, and that's the standard via which you pay. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. As opposed to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo bo hakosav ela legavos linizokin minu idias. It comes to teach us that you take from the Mazik's idiot's properties, and that's what the pasuk simply means. And certainly, if you have to pay for a damage that you do to a regular person, certainly if you damage Hektish, the Kavachomel Hektish, you have to pay Hektish from your best properties. Now, what exactly is this machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva Tolion? So, Rabbi Akiva seems to say, look at the words of the pasuk. It says, Meitav Sodehu. You look at the best of his field. Umeitav Karmo, the best of his fields. It's talking about the Mazik, Yishalim. He has to pay. So, Rabbi Akiva says, those are the simple meaning of the words. So we'll have to explain Rabbi Shmuel in a second. But first, we have a question on Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, did you look at the damage based upon the Nizak's property? So we have a problem. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Ochal Shmeina, Mishalim Shmeina, we understand if somebody ate, an animal ate up his idiot's property, so we understand why you have to pay him if you're paying him in property with idiot's property. Okay. Ochal Kikusha, but if somebody ate, the animal of somebody ate his worst property, why in the world would you say, Mishalim Shmeina, that he should have to pay with the best property? He ate the worst property. Why should he pay for the best property? So that doesn't make any sense. So that can't be the way you understand Rabbi Shmuel. So Amar Vidi Barav, and this is how you have to understand it. Hach by Eskinen, Rabbi Shmuel's din of Meitav Sadeo Meitav Kamo means Meitav Sadeo Shonizak, Meitav Kamo Shonizak, means as follows. The guy is the damager's ox, ate a roe that was in between the best properties and the worst properties. Bain Huarugos. And we don't know. We're not sure whether that was a best property row that was eaten or a worst property row that was eaten. We don't know if it ate a good one or a bad one. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is, the Mishalim Shmeina, in this case of doubt, you go and pay as if it was damaging the best property. So the best row property is worth $100. The worst row property is only worth $50. So you're not sure, was this a 50 or 100? So you go pay 100. But that doesn't make any sense, the Gemara says. Oh, my Rava, how can you possibly think that? Uma ilu yadina, and if we knew for a fact the kuchusha ochal, that the damages ox ate from the worst property, the $50 property, so then lo mishalim el kuchusha, then we certainly would say that you only pay $50. So that everybody agrees now, you're telling me. So then, hashta de lo yadina, now that we don't know, did it eat from the $50 row or from the $100 row? In kuchusha ochal, ishmein ochal. So you're telling me over here, mishalim shmeinot, that we make him pay from the $100 row as if it was the $100 row? That goes against the general principle that we have. Hamotzi mechaveir all over raya. If you're claiming that somebody damaged you, you have to prove that they ate the $100 row. Otherwise, we know for a fact he ate one of the rows, either a $50 row or a $100 row. So then we make him pay the least of the amount. And you want to say he ate from the more expensive row, I'm most mechaber all over. If you want to take from him, you have to prove it. So that can't be what Rabbi Shmuel said either. So what is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion that you go by the Nizak's property? So El Om Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov explains Rabbi Shmuel as follows. Hoch Mayaskin, you know what we're talking about? Kigon Shoyso Idias the Nizak Kiziburis the Masik. That the Nidak's best property was really, let's say we have five levels of property, A, B, C, D, and E. And we have the best property of the Nizak. The Nizak had C, D, and E properties, which are the lower level properties. So his best property is only property level C. That's his idias. The idias of the Nizak, Kiziburis the Masik. The Masik has A, B, and C properties. So the worst property of the Masik is the equivalent of the best property of the Nizak. And that is where the machlokas is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. This is what they're arguing about. Rabbi Shmuel Savar b'dinizak shayminon. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you say you look at the Nizak. So he has, his best property is grade C. And Rabbi Akiva Savar b'dimazik shayminon. No, you look at the property of the Mazik. And the Mazik would have property A as his best property. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, you'd only pay him level C. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you'd have to go and pay him from level A. Now, what's the rationale behind this? According to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. So, my time with Rabbi Shmuel, what does Rabbi Shmuel say that you pay him from the best property of the Nizak? So, you don't have to give him level C. My time with Rabbi Shmuel, because Nemar Sod Lamata, Nemar Sod Lamala. It says, Vishilachas Biro Ubier Bistei Acher. So, the first part of the pasuk says, Bistei Acher. And then it says, Meitav Sodehu, Meitav Kami Shalim. Then it says again the word Soda. Now, the Nizak, just like we're talking in the top, in the first part of the pasuk, which says v'shilach biro ubier b'stei acher, that your shor went and damaged in the Nizak's field. So there it's on b'stei acher is the Nizak's field. So too, when it says meitav sodeo, meitav karmo, asoda amu l'mata the Nizak. So it's like exer shab over here. If the beginning is talking about the Nizak, so the end, where you mishalim, also talking about the Nizak. That's Rabbi Shmuel's understanding. Rabbi Kiva, he disagrees. He says, no, there's no Xer Shab over here. Meitav Sodeyu or Meitav Kari Mishalim. That's what the words mean. You pay from your field, from your Kerem. So, Deach to call Mishalim. That's where you go and pay. There's no Xer Shab over here. So that's, according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, the machlok between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. New Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, Ahani Xer Shab, Ahani Kwa. So Rabbi Shmuel would respond to Rabbi Akiva. He says, I agree with you, but you also have to agree that there's a Gzeirah Shava. There's both over here. There's the simple understanding of the Psukim, and there's also the Gzeirah Shava. And now we can fully understand Rabbi Shmuel. The Gzeirah Shava works over here. Ahani Gzeirah Shava, Kiduka Amina. Like I said, to compare the first part, the Erbis Deacher, to the second part, the Ametav Sodeyu, you have to pay. So we compare the two, so it's talking about the Nizak. But I understand your Ahani Kra, your understanding of the words, and therefore they're needed for the following. Not that there's both of them have level C. So the Nizak is C, D, and E, and the Mazik is A, B, and C. No, not talking about that. We're dealing over here, Kigon, the Islay Lamazik Idis Viziburis. The Mazik only has, let's say, B and D properties. So he has a really good property, B, and he has a bad property, D. Okay, that's what the Mazik has. The Idias Lenizak, and the Nizak only has one type of a property, property level C. We call that Idias because that's all he has. But it's really in between the two properties of the Mazik. So again, the Nizak only has level C, whereas the Mazik has B and D, one better and one worse. So in this situation, the idius l'nizak v'ziburis d'mazik lo shavya ki idius l'nizak. So the D level property of the mazik is worse than, it's not equal to the idius property, the only property of the nizak, the C level property. So what does he pay over here? So Rabbi Shmuel says the mishalim le mi meitav didei. That's what you need the pasuk over here, meitav sadeu, to tell me he has a choice of paying either B or D. So don't pay D, pay B. The lomotzi amale, because he can't tell him. To ad gavei miziburus, go take my D level property. That's not as good as your C level property. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel, according to this understanding of Rav Acha bar Yaakov, would say in this situation, where the mazik has a choice of paying either something that is better than or something that is worse than the property of the nizak, he has to pay him with something that is better than the property of the nizak and not something that is worse than it. Of course, if he had C, he could give him C, but he doesn't have C. He only has B and D. So Rabbi Shmuel would say he has to give him B and not D. Elo gove mimeitav. He has to pay him the B property and not the D property. Oh, that's Rabbi Shmuel. Says he used the Gzeirah Shavah and he used the understanding of the pasuk like Rabbi Akiva had said. No, Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo boha kosev el legavos l'nizokim in idiots. No, he always goes and takes from the idiots over here, so there's no doubt over here, he would have to go and always give him from the best property of the mazik, the kalvachomer lehektish. And certainly, if you have to give a person who you damaged from the best, you certainly have to give hektish from the best as well. Now, what's this kalvachomer? My kalvachomer lehektish. Why is it such a kalvachomer lehektish? Sounds like it should be, but why? He says, Ilema, if you're telling me, the nogach tura di don, the tura the hektish. Somebody had donated an ox to hektish. And you go and damage hektish's ox with your ox. Your ox gores hektish's ox. So in that situation, you actually are potter, because the pasuk says, ki gach ish esh shor re'ehu. So, shor re'ehu amarachmona, the low shor shel hektish. That comes to, by definition, exclude a shor that belongs to hektish. You only go and pay these damages when it's your friend's ox, a human being, a chulin ox, not a hektish ox. So that can't be what it's talking about. Ella, what's it talking about? Ella liomer, hareya laimona lebedekabais. If a person says, I obligate myself to go give a mona to a bedekabais, and then the osi gizbar, the guy didn't pay up his pledge, so the gizbar, the treasurer, comes, the shakul miyidis, and he goes takes land from the guy, so he has the right to take him. He has A properties, B properties, C properties, D properties, E properties, he has all these different level properties, so the gizbar, the treasurer, has the right to go and take from his best properties to go pay up this pledge of the mona, the 100 zuz, that the guy said he would give. That's what Rabbi Akiva is coming to teach us. Kav chov lehektish. Where he says, that's not it either. Lo yeh le bal chov. Wait a second. The hektish has the status of being a bal chov. And we turn to Zayin and Aleph. And the thing is that a bal chov collects mibeinanis. Bal chov mibeinanis. So why should hektish be any different than a regular bal chov? No, the guy pledged 100 bucks, so he owes 100 bucks to hektish. It's a chov to hektish. So hektish should be able to collect only from beinanis, not from idiots. I going to tell me, v'chitema, sovereign Rabbi Akiva, kol bal chov na mibeinanis. You're telling me, according to Rabbi Akiva, and every Baal Chov collects from the idiots, but that's not true. We could slug that up because Ma'ala Baal Chov Shekein Yufa Kocho B'Nizokin. A Baal Chov is given more strength in regards to collecting damages because, as we just pointed out, he has the right to go and collect from damages from the idiots, according to Rabbi Akiva. You go by Meitav Sodeo, Meitav Kamer Yishleim. It's in the regular case of damage, you go collect from the idiots. And nevertheless, a Baal Chov only collects from Beinanis in terms of Chovos. So, Tomer Behektish, Shehu Rako Chov Benizokin. As we just pointed out, you don't go and collect. We just said it's Shor Re'ehu and not Shor Hektish. So, in regards to damages, the regular person has more strength, so to say, than the Gizbar, than the treasurer of Hektish. So, certainly in the case of Baal Chov, where the regular person only collects Beinanis, so certainly the Hektish only collects Beinanis. So that can't be it. So how do we understand Rabbi Akiva? So the Olam Gemara says, we're dealing here, in fact, in Orach Tura, Didon Lutura, the Hektish. We are talking about a case where a person's ox gores an ox of Hektish. Aye, that which you said, with the Kokashalach, Shariyeu Amarachman of Loshar Shal Hektish, that din, that seems to imply that you're not chayiv in that situation. When your ox gores a Hektish's ox, it's not Shariyeu. And seemingly the pasuk says you're not chayiv. So, in fact, Rabbi Akiva Sovalok Rabbi Shimon Menasya. In this situation, Rabbi Akiva holds like the opinion of Shimon Menasya. What is that? We learn the following brayse of the Tanya of Shimon Menasya Omer. We learn that Shimon Menasya holds as follows: Shor shel hektish, shenogach shor shel hechot. If hektish is shor, scores a hedgeot shor, then hektish is potter. But the other way around, no. Shor shel hedgeot shenaga shor shel hektish bein tam bein muad b'shalim neizin sholem. No, hektish always has the upper hand. So, somewhat paradoxically, if Hektish gores your ox, Hektish's ox gores your ox, so then, Shor Yehu, you're not chayiv in that situation because you're not Shor Yehu. However, if the regular person's ox gores Hektish's ox, even if it's not a muad, if it's only a tam, you still pay Nesek Sholem. So Rabbi Akiva holds like this opinion of Shimon Manasseh, and therefore, that is why he says, and certainly for Hektish, because if a regular person, there's a certain power that we make him pay from the Masik, so too over here, we certainly make him pay, even if it's a tam, you go and pay from the Masik. Versus, if that's really true, that Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh is the opinion that Rabbi Akiva holds like, so then we got a problem. Yehachi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Mimai de Beidius, the Nizak, Vizibur is the Masik Pligi, then why are we saying that that's what the Machlokes is between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel? They're arguing about, is it like Rabbi Shmuel says, you look at the Nizak, and Rabbi Akiva says, you look at the Mazik, why don't we just say, No, everybody agrees that you look at the Nizak. And you know what they're arguing about? Vahacha, Bipluxa, the Rabbi Shimon, Manasseh, Rabbanah, Kabifligi. That the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is actually the same machlokas between Rabbi Shimon, Manasseh, and the Chachamim. That Rabbi Akiva saw back to Rabbi Shimon, Manasseh, as we just said. And in fact, Rabbi Shmuel saw back to Rabbanah. But in fact, they both agree, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, they both agree that you go Bidinizak Shaiminon because of the Xer Shava. I said, no, that can't be right. Because Im Cain, my lo boha kosov, then why would Rabbi Akiva have answered, the pasuk comes to teach us, if he's arguing with Rabbi Shmuel, so then he's not saying the pasuk comes to teach us. If he's only arguing with Rabbi Shmuel about whether you hold like Rabbi Shimon Manasseh or not, so then he shouldn't have said v'lo boha kosov, because he's saying, no, the meitav sadeo, meitav kamo, that's what they're arguing about. That's point number one. V'od, furthermore, my kav v'chomel hektish, then why would he say it's a kav v'chomel hektish? It's not a kav v'chomel hektish. Rabbi Shmuel holds like the chacham and say it's not a kav v'chomel hektish. So that's point number two. The Ode, furthermore, Homer Ravashi. Ravashi said, Tanya Behedja. Ravashi brings out a brisa that says, Beferish, that the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is exactly like we said. Do we say by the Nizak Shaminan or like the Mazik Shaminan? As the brisa says, Meitav Sodeyu, Umeitav Kamo Yishalem. Meitav Sodeyu Shal Nizak, Meitav Kamo Shal Nizak, Dibri Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Meitav Sodeyu Shal Mazik, Umeitav Kamo Shal Mazik. So therefore, this teretz that they're really arguing about, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel arguing about, do we or do we not hold like Shimon Manasseh, can't be correct. And the way we learned it previously is the correct way to learn it. This is a good break point. We'll stop over here. B'ezras Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, continuing to learn Nezikin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us from all the Rachmanu Litzlan Harbu Mazikim in the world that are trying to destroy Klal Yisrael. Hashem Yishmereinu.